two critical points of aging and how to address them. Human aging is not quite the gradual process we once believed. Research has found that the two critical points of aging in life come around the ages of 44 and 60, at which points we experience drastic declines. However, aging can be slowed by modifying diet and lifestyle. Periods of dramatic change. Published in August 2024, a study in Nature Aging collected over 5,000 blood, stool, skin swabs, and oral health data from 108 U.S. volunteers aged 25 to 75 from different ethnic backgrounds. From the samples, researchers obtained over 135,000 biological features, generating nearly 250 billion data points. The analysis found that the biomolecular markers related to aging exhibited nonlinear changes, and profound changes occurred in two major periods, around age 44 and age 60. We're not just changing gradually over time. There are some really dramatic changes, senior study author Michael Snyder, a genetics professor at Stanford University, said in a press release. It turns out the mid-40s are a time of dramatic change, as is the early 60s. And that's true no matter what class of molecules you look at. While many studies have focused on exploring how different molecules increase or decrease with age and how biological age may differ from chronological, few have focused on the rate of physiological aging. Snyder pointed out that it may be unsurprising that so many dramatic changes occur in the early 60s because this is when a number of high-risk, age-related diseases and visible aging phenomena appear. However, the researchers were somewhat surprised by the substantial number of changes that occur in one's 40s. First author Shen Xiaodao, a former postdoctoral researcher at the Stanford University School of Medicine and now an assistant professor at Nanyang Technological University in Singapore, said in the press release that while menopause or perimenopause may contribute to the changes observed in women in their 40s, other more crucial factors that affect both men and women are likely at play. Disease risk. The study also found that people in their 40s experienced significant changes in the number of alcohol-related molecules, caffeine, and lipid metabolism, and molecules related to cardiovascular disease, skin, and muscle. Those in their 60s also experienced changes in molecules involved in cardiovascular disease and skin and muscle tissue, as well as in carbohydrate and caffeine metabolism, immune regulation, and kidney function. Snyder pointed out that these changes may not be driven purely by biological factors, but may also be related to lifestyle or behavioral factors in these age groups. For example, alcohol metabolism dysfunction may result from increased alcohol consumption in people in their 40s, as this period is often a stressful time in one's life. Aging type. Scientists also divide human aging into ageotypes. In another study from Stanford University, Snyder's team tracked the levels of protein, metabolites, and lipids in the bodies of 43 healthy men and women aged 34 to 68 for 2 years. The team found that people typically age along several biological pathways, including metabolism, immunity, liver function, and kidney function. People who experience metabolic aging may be more susceptible to diabetes. As they age, they may show signs of increased blood sugar. On the other hand, those with an immune type of aging may develop higher levels of inflammatory markers or be more susceptible to immune-related diseases. However, these types of aging are not mutually exclusive. People with metabolic aging may also have characteristics of immune aging. Research has also found that the rate of aging can be changed. Snyder said in a press release that certain markers of aging decrease when some people change their diets or lose weight. Also, different people age at different rates, as evidenced by some aging more slowly than average throughout the study period. 5 Habits to Slow Aging. No matter your age, staying healthy is always important. The following 5 dietary habits contribute to various aspects of physical health and can prolong life. 1. More plant protein. Protein is one of the most important nutrients for the human body. In particular, plant-based protein can reduce the risk of chronic diseases and help extend life. A study that analyzed data from nearly 49,000 participants in the U.S. Nurses Health Study found that women who ate more protein, especially plant-based, in midlife had better health in old age. Women who consumed more plant-based protein also had lower rates of 11 chronic diseases as they aged, as well as better mental health, cognitive function, and physical function. 2. Less added sugar. Eating foods with added sugar accelerates aging. A 2024 study found that consuming foods with added sugar is associated with accelerated physiological aging, even when eating a healthy diet. Barbara Lariah, co-author of the study and professor at the University of California, Berkeley, pointed out in a press release that if you can continue to reduce the intake of added sugar by 10 grams a day, it is equivalent to setting back the biological clock by 2.4 months. 3. Supplement with goji berry. Goji berry, also known as wolfberry, is precious in traditional Chinese medicine and is known as a longevity fruit. TCM believes goji berries can nourish the kidneys and liver and improve vision. Goji berry is rich in carotenoids, flavonoids, and polysaccharides. Review studies have shown that the polysaccharides in goji berry have anti-tumor activity, neuroprotective effects, and antioxidant and immunomodulatory functions. Rose mulberry goji berry tea recipe. Ingredients: 10 fluid ounces water, 10 goji berries, 8 mulberries. For dried roses. Instructions: wash the berries and roses. Place the ingredients in a pot and bring to a boil. Allow the tea to cool enough to drink. 4. Get regular sleep. Developing a sleep routine can help extend your life. Studies have found that people who sleep regularly have a 20% to 48% lower risk of all causes of death, a 16% to 39% lower risk of cancer death, and a 22% to 57% lower risk of cardiometabolic-related death than those who do not get regular sleep. 5. Exercise regularly. Exercise activates both the body and the brain. It can promote blood circulation and transport more oxygen and blood to the brain, nourishing brain cells. Research has found that aerobic exercise can improve the episodic memory of people aged 55 and older, allowing them to recall events more vividly. Dr. Scott McGinnis, assistant professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School, recommends aiming for 150 minutes of moderate exercise per week. Take brisk walking as an example. In a Harvard article, he suggests starting with just a few minutes a day and then adding 5 to 10 minutes weekly until you achieve your goal.